It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it. Upton Sinclair, iconic American author, journalist, social justice activist, and Pulitzer Prize winner. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, October 6th, 1918, First National Conference of Trade Union Women. 1986, 1,700 female flight attendants win an 18-year, $37 million lawsuit against United Airlines. They had been fired for getting married. The flight attendants formed a union to fight discriminatory policies, and they succeeded in changing policies such as forced retirement at age 32, sexual harassment, and unofficial girdle checks. They also fought to increase airline safety and promote improvements for both passengers and workers. October 7th, 1879. Labor organizer and songwriter Joe Hill was born in Gävle, Sweden. Hill was an organizer for the IWW. He was arrested and convicted on false charges and executed by firing squad in Utah. His real crime was organizing the workers. His famous last words were, "Don't mourn, organize." Some of Hill's most famous songs were "The Preacher and the Slaver," "Rebel Girl," and "There is Power in the Union." Joe Hill coined the term "pie in the sky," first using it in his song, "The Preacher and the Slave." 1942, under the leadership of John L. Lewis, the United Mine Workers withdrew from the CIO. The UMWA's efforts through the first half of the 20th century made American miners among the best paid and best insured miners in the world. October 8th, 1919. A nationwide general strike was called to demand the release of Tom Mooney and amnesty for all other political prisoners. Mooney was a labor organizer who was falsely convicted of organizing the fatal Preparedness Day bombing, all for the benefit of corporate interest. 1982, Poland. The Union Solidarność, Solidarity, and all other democratic labor organizations are banned by the communist government. The labor unions would later lead the way in crushing communism in Poland and bringing democracy to the people using worker solidarity. October 9, 1936, during a lettuce strike in Salinas, California, red flags appeared around town, specifically at intersections and on power poles. Fearing a communist uprising, the local authorities took down the flags, only to discover later that they were part of a traffic check being made by the State Highway Division. The red flag was first used as the symbol of the working class when over 10,000 workers and coal miners marched under red flags during the 1831 murder rising in South Wales. Right-wing red-baiters have falsely equated all red flags with communism since the early 1900s, using fear and paranoia as a tool against people uniting. 2003, 3,300 sanitation workers working for private haulers in Chicago win a 9-day strike featuring a 28% wage increase over 5 years. October 10th, 1912, IWW strike in Little Falls, New York, where longtime residents struck against a giant foreign-owned corporation. Numerous strikers were beaten into unconsciousness. Over 2,000 female textile workers went on strike under the banner of the IWW, attracting national attention and winning a significant victory for all women in the workplace. Deal with it. 1933, 20,000 cotton pickers in Southern California's San Joaquin Valley go on strike over wages, working conditions, and union recognition. Striking workers who had assembled at their union's office to hear an organizer speak were shot by greedy growers who drove up in their pickup trucks. Two workers were murdered and eight injured. 8 growers were indicted, but all were acquitted. October 11, 1873, the Miners National Association was founded in Youngstown, Ohio, with the goal of uniting all miners, regardless of skill or ethnicity, echoing the Knights of Labor and presaging the IWW. 1948, 1,500 plantation workers strike Ola Sugar on Hawaii's Big Island. They struck for better pay, safer working conditions, and better hours. October 12, 1898, also known as Miners' Day, October 12th commemorates the 14 miners who were murdered in the Verdun Massacre when miners were shot by mine guards attempting to bring in strike breakers. The strike was in response to mine owners' refusal to accept the 8-hour workday, offer raises, abolish the company store, and recognize a united mine workers' union. 1902, 14 striking miners were murdered and 22 wounded by scab herders who were protecting company profits in Pena, Illinois. The miners were striking for safer working conditions and fair pay. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.